Amen. We want to continue on the fellowship, 2 Peter chapter 1. But we want to continue from the faith, and then we would, as the brother introduced early in the afternoon, in chapter 1, we will see a summary just in those two words. The name of Peter, we had this afternoon, Simon Peter. While going through this preparation, my impression is that those two words, Simon Peter, is the summary of 1 Peter chapter 1. Is a summary of a natural man becoming transformed as a stone. And the last brother introduced us to this faith. And this faith is the same faith that the apostles of old have. Sometimes in our daily life, we think that maybe inflation has affected this, our own faith. In our daily lives, the challenges we face, we tend to think that what we have received is different from what Peter or Paul received. And with little trials or temptations, we want to give up. I'd like to remind us with the words of Peter in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. He says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed Amen. To these things we have heard, lest we drift away. Amen. The book of the epistle of 2 Peter is like an autobiography led by the Holy Spirit, bringing out this dear brother from anyone like any one of us. And at the end, we see someone who is really transformed.
Amen.
If you ask me my impression, going through this book, it was more of an encouragement. I felt that we all have hope. If Peter, who we know a little bit from the gospel, when he began to write the epistles, we see a complete different person, like we saw in the afternoon. Honestly, Peter is no different from any one of us. When I read it and I see the same person in the epistles, I am the more hopeful that I will make it as an overcomer.
Amen.
And through the fellowship of this particular epistle, it is our prayers that each saint will leave the conference encouraged that we can make it.
Amen.
The brother also mentioned that we received like precious faith. But this faith needs to grow and mature. I read a few verses in Elijah about Elijah in James chapter 5 in verse 17. The Bible says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Meaning he had the same faith. And the Bible says, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. In James chapter 5, verse 17. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. We see another brother, Paul, in Acts chapter 14, verses 14 and 15. He says, "But when the apostle Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, 'Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men with same nature as you. Preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that is in them.'" And so I am encouraged, and this is our encouragement also to everyone, that we didn't receive anything inferior. And so we should desire to make it as overcomers. This divine power in us produces divine life. The divine life must have an expression. Like the brother also mentioned, we need to feed the divine life. For the human life, we can eat the natural food. But the divine life, we need to feed it with the divine food. Jesus said, "And man shall not live by bread alone." If we are divine, then we must also eat divine food to be strengthened like these brothers. As we continue to eat divine food, we would have the expression of God, which we see in verse 3, which is godliness. When we are filled with God, we have no choice but to express God. This is to live the life of God. Then we would have the divine nature. The same growth we see in our dear brother Peter, he was filled with the divine nature. I'm so impressed in verse 14, he said something. He said, "Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me." We also have this divine nature so that we would be able to also hear from the Lord. To so many of us, to hear from the Lord, it's something strange. Have you heard from the Lord today? This reminds me about an experience I had a few weeks ago. I was sitting in the plane, and there was this lady next to me, and she had a big Bible. I was attracted that how come this lady inside the plane has this big Bible? People these days don't carry Bible in a book form. It's usually either in their phone or in their electronics. But this woman was carrying a big Bible. And I had the Spirit nudging me, and I turned and I asked her, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And she was, her face lit up, and then she turned to me and said, "Yeah." And quickly, she gave me three verses, somehow not connected. And those were the verses her pastor gave her. In the little time that ensued, I found out that her biggest problem was she had a son in the US, and this son was not going according to what she planned, and she had just lost her husband. So apparently she turned to God, praying that God would turn her son, who is schooling and working. And so She's a Christian. So in those verses she gave me, one of the verses which she quoted in error, I tried to explain to her, you are aware that God could be speaking to you, and then I got her attention. And for the remaining time we spent trying to look at the verses, she told me, I know you're a pastor. And I said, I'm not. She said, no, I know you're a pastor. And I said, how often do you speak to this your son? She said, every week, 2 hours on Sunday. And I said, what do you normally speak with your son? And she said she advises her. And I said, have you ever thought of reading the Bible and praying with your son? And she never thought that that was something she could do. I said, maybe you should try that. Instead of spending 2 hours asking her how his day went, maybe just spend some time and read the Bible and pray with him, because there's power in the Word. And then, as we're about to conclude, she told me one other thing she needs from God. And I said, what is it? She said, whenever the pastor preaches, the pastor tells her, God said to me, that she has never heard from God. She wished one day that she will hear God speak to her. And I turned and looked at her and I said, God spoke to me a few minutes ago. And her eyes popped out. I said, God actually told me to ask you where you're reading. Has God spoken to you today? Through this divine life, we can hear God speak to us. We can actually experience this divine vision that Peter saw. The vision that Peter saw in the mountain. We need to be those who are filled with the divine life, have this divine nature, before we can hear from God. An incident happened in my family. One of my sons, we were having dinner, and my wife made a joke and said, one day you'll be playing computer game, and God will tell you, stop playing that game. It was a joke, but a lot of things came out from that. Where we are determines what we hear from God. If we are not filled with the nature of God, that is divine life, we will not hear God speaking to us like he spoke on the mountain. We may at best hear God tell us, stop that game and read your Bible. But there's a different kind of vision, the one Peter saw on the mountain. I like to read in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am pleased, hear him. When we want to hear God, when we want to see the divine vision, definitely not when we're behind the computer playing computer game. I am not sure we are going to hear such words from the Lord. We need to be those who are filled with the divine life. Then we can hear, like Paul said in Romans, in chapter 11, I think in verse 4, he said, and what does the divine, he says, and what does the divine message say? If we do not seek to be in the Spirit, we cannot hear God speak to us. No wonder the burden about the Lord's coming back sometimes sounds to us as some sort of a fairy tale. It has not sunk in. Perhaps when the brother was speaking this afternoon, some things inside of us still hold this belief that the Lord will come very soon. The truth is that with our mouth, we say the Lord is coming very soon. But in our conduct, are we really preparing for his coming back? For some saints, the revelation as it is about the Lord's coming back and the signs which we are going to see more during the time of this conference still sounds like myth and fables. Peter said in verse 16, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you. I like to refer to a statement made in Genesis chapter 18 in verse 16. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them away. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming back soon. In our spirit, we all can sense it. The signs around us point to the fact that the Lord is coming back soon. Like the apostles of old, what are we doing about it? We have received the same fate. But what do we do with it? My wife was to be in Fountain Valley this weekend for the conference. By Wednesday, she had already packed her things. Everything was packed. Unfortunately, a few hours before the flight was canceled. And I looked at her luggage and I asked myself, have I really packed my luggage if the Lord is coming back soon? Maybe because we have not really seen how we need to be separated, just like the Lord took these disciples to the holy mountain. In our daily lives, we need to be those who are separated. This is the only way we can hear God speak to us. This is the only way he can show us the heavenly vision. This vision, he says, if we really want to experience the excellent glory, then we need to be those who are separated. Going through this first chapter and referring it to the Peter I used to know, I found that a lot of things had happened in the life of Brother Peter, the apostle. And I asked myself, what have I done so far with the Lord's coming back? At the dinner table this evening, The brother asked me that he didn't know so much about the Haifa. And I said, well, the way the Lord planned it was such that it even happened during the time of the COVID restrictions. And I pray that this time, the Lord's coming back will not take us unawares. A word of warning. Why do we not hear him speak today? Why is the divine vision so blurred? The things we find ourselves doing are the things that really hide God's face from us. In 1 Samuel, in chapter 3, in verse 1, I think in verse 1, he talked about Samuel, and I want to read it. He says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There were no open or widespread revelation. We are privileged to hear the things we hear today, and for which we should be grateful to the Lord that our ears can hear what we hear about the Lord's coming back. But we must be earnest to add faith to the things which we have heard. Paul writing said, the words they heard did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith. Sometimes I ask myself, am I really preparing for the Lord's coming back? How much of the divine life do people see? How much of the divine life does even the people, the close people to me, my family, do I express the divine nature of God? Sometimes, in spite of God speaking and revelation, our experience is like the one in Amos chapter 8. I like to read verses 11 to 12. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, not of thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east, and they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. May the Lord make us those who are filled with the divine life so that we can express his divine nature. If we remember, in John chapter 4, he said, but God is spirit, and they who worship him in spirit and in truth. Like the woman I met in the plane, we are not expecting God to speak to us in a human verbal way, but God will speak to us in the spirit, and he will confirm his word to us. When the brother spoke this afternoon, something in me told me, maybe we don't even have up to 2 years. But it's not all the way, just the way we listen and the way we hear, but what does the word we hear do in each one of us? I pray that the Lord, during this time of the conference, would open our ears, anoint our ears, so that we will hear him speak to us, so that the heavens can open before us, and so that we can see heavenly vision. We can hear exactly when he is coming back. In 2 Peter chapter 2, 17 and 18, but we receive from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. Daily, we should be those who have our ears sanctified so that we can hear the Lord speak to us. God will and is willing and is speaking. My problem, many times, I'm dull of hearing. But this divine power that we have received, it is our prayer that it would issue in the divine life. And as we continue with the divine life, that we should have the divine expression. This divine expression is godliness. When we continue in godliness, we will experience the divine nature. It is this condition that we can see the excellent glory. When Peter, after his experiences, towards the end of his age, we can see somebody who is transformed completely. Well, maybe not completely, but today I ask myself, how much is my transformation? How much can the saints testify of my transformation? How much have I changed from just the OC to the Peter, which is a stone? We are praying that during the time of this conference that the Lord would open our eyes, grant us revelation on one that we should know that what we have received today is not different. That this divine power in us, we need to feed it. Especially, what do we do with our time? What we do with our time actually determines what we are feeding on. When we feed so much of our natural man, we will be very natural. But when we feed on the divine life, we will have the divine nature. And it's only in the divine nature that we can hear God speak to us. It is only this situation and this, if we are in this atmosphere, that we would be convinced within our spirit that the Lord is coming back very soon. And if we really know that the Lord is coming back very soon, truly, it will affect our daily life. We will be those people who live every day with the consciousness that the Lord is coming back soon. Unfortunately, like my wife has packed her things to travel to Fountain Valley and the flight was cancelled, I am not sure I can say the same thing of myself, that I'm really packed and waiting for the Lord to come back. And these are the little things that hinder us from hearing God, because our focus is not divine. Our focus is not that heavenly. In our daily life, our focus takes majority of our time. We spend it in our soul. And so, the matter of the Lord's coming back becomes a doctrine to us. Let us pray that the Lord will open our eyes, especially during the times of this conference, so that we will be certain that the Lord is coming back. And this will really affect our living.
Amen.
I will end by this illustration. If the Lord speaks to me this night and tells me I will be coming back before summer of 2023, with my life change, if the Lord appears in a vision tonight and tells me, Osi, I'm coming back before summer 2023, will my life change? I know of somebody who had a terminal sickness And they told him he had a few weeks to live. He prepared himself. I don't know why I'm not yet fully prepared. Maybe we don't really know. Maybe we have not seen the vision. May the Lord open our eyes for us to really see the vision. Amen.
Amen. Amen.